Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also over on MeWe, the Captain's America. I've got a group over there, the Captain's America Third Watch. And you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. And we also have our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check out all the great things we have to offer. Okay, joining us for hour number two, the professor of politics, live and in living color from Beantown, a.k.a. Boston. By the way, I understand that you went out to, you're not very far from Fenway Park, and you took a baseball, went out there and threw it into the park. What was that all about?
No, I'm a stone's throw or a baseball's throw, as it were, from Fenway, and we're right next to Fenway Park, and it's just a real first time I ever got to see the place, and so it's just kind of a cool thing.
So you saw the Green Monster.
I saw the outside of the Green Monster. Okay. Haven't been able to go in, but one day we'll get to see a game there, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's quite the stadium there. But let's say the pledge. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God
indivisible
with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start off this hour talking about the NRA. The NRA has literally dumped New York. They're headed to Texas. They're going to reincorporate in Texas. They've announced a new strategic plan. They filed Chapter 11, filed it in the United States Bankruptcy Court for the Northern District of New York yesterday. New York, of course, said, oh, no, wait a minute, not so fast. You're not going anywhere. We got to have our money, and you can't this and you can't that. Well, apparently they don't know what some people know about bankruptcy laws, and that is years ago, a lot of companies left New York, and they came where? Florida. Why did they come to Florida? To get away from some of the laws in New York. And they came down here, reorganized their companies, and came back even stronger and bigger than before. Now, that's an everyday common occurrence. But these, in the case of the NRA, they've got 400,000 members in Texas. And the reason they're going to Texas is that's the largest state with the most members.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. Of course, it was founded in New York back in 1871, so it's been around for quite some time. But I think they're getting kind of tired of New York State coming after them for this and that and whatever reason. But this does give them a chance to reorganize. And by the way, it doesn't make any, or rather, we understand there's no major changes planned for the operations or for the workforce of the NRA.
No, and somebody said to me, they said, well, what happens now? I mean, if you want to join, or what happens to your dues, you're going to lose anything? No, you're not going to lose anything. All they're doing is Chapter 11 means they're reorganizing their financial structure so they can pay their bills, period. Nothing else changes. Now, if it was Chapter 13, the next thing after that is Chapter 7, which is goodbye, hasta la vista, see ya, because everybody has to sign on to that and agree to accept the plan that you put in place. Otherwise, there is no plan. With this, they put together a plan, and everybody does not have to agree. They'll get paid whatever they get paid with the assets that are there, and it's a delayed payment, if you will, of the money that you owe, which makes sense so a company can continue.
Well, that's exactly right. And then also, Captain, of course, didn't President-elect Joe Biden recently make some comments about going after the NRA, basically?
Oh, yeah, and he's doing the right thing. Go reorganize, create a new corporation, if you will, in the state of Texas, where you fall under the umbrella in Texas, and some of the things that might or might not be able to be done might not be able to be done in the great state of Texas. That's another reason why a company would go there. So that's just my thought. Now, I want to move on quickly. A Florida man has been charged with trying to organize an armed response to pro-Donald Trump protesters who were expected in the state capitol on January the 17th. There's a lot of people that were going to go to Tallahassee to have a rally, protest, if you will, on behalf of Donald Trump in America. Now, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced that the FBI arrested one Daniel Baker of Tallahassee on Friday. Authorities say Baker was using social media to recruit people in a plot to create an armed circle around protesters and trap them in the Capitol. What they were going to do from there, God only knows. Now, a court document describes a series of threats of violence and a prediction of civil war that Baker had made previously on social media. They've been watching him. Baker is also described as an anti-Trump, anti-government, anti-white supremacist, and anti-police individual. So they got a bad guy with that one.
Well, they certainly do, Captain, and certainly he is not anything that represents the Trump voters or supporters across the highways and byways. This is a very, very important story to come out. The idea that he's predicting civil war and that this was really going to be an armed kind of response here, this is just not acceptable, and I'm glad they got him in custody.
Well, yeah, and here comes the music, so hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. This is the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And Kyle and I will be right back. And when we come back, I'm going to take another crack at Texas on a positive note. Governor Greg Abbott did something that really was good. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion. And Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. My conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, continues. And this portion of the program brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, in the times we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And here in Florida, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the completion of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, guess what? Port Charlotte, and all places in between. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. All you got to do is call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Wow, that was powerful.
That was.
that was powerful. All right, let's go to the telephone lines and see who we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric and Simone. Thanks for taking
Eric.
The call, sir.
Eric.
Yeah, right. Yeah, roger that, sir. Yeah. What a heck of a week, right? So, real quick, I like to, spout my support for what Ian was saying in the last hour regarding, making.
Think nationally, but act locally.
Yeah,
you've heard me say that ever since I started the radio show.
Yeah, for quite a while.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment regarding the last story you just covered regarding FBI rolling some knucklehead up, espousing potential, violence or.
That's right. They've been watching this individual.
Sure. So here's my take on this. So if you follow the timeline, for about the past, I don't know, let's say for the sake of argument, 2 weeks, there's been, there's going to be this, that, and the other going on at the Capitol, and people are like, nah, be peaceful, don't do anything, and there's paid insurrectionists, and I'm just going to leave it like that. There's agent provocateurs. There's people, motivators. There's corral, there's sheep herders, if you will, that are going to get things rolling. And this is a global issue. This isn't just unique to the United States. Now you got, then the flyer came out. Hey, we're going to have protests all over the place. At every state capital, we're going to have this, that, and the other, and bring your, you know, firearms, right. Second Amendment, yada, yada. Here's.
So what's the point?
My point is this. Okay. With the way the information, flow of information is going, I feel everyone should question every single thing coming out of, mainstream media, and particularly those statements coming out of the FBI. And here's
why. Well, how about CNN?
Well, everything.
Look what they did. They had the HHS secretary going to resign tonight. He said there's no, not even true, not even close, but go ahead.
Right, but Rick.
And I got another caller, so make it quick.
Yeah, Roger that. Understood. Here's the thing. I would question that, and here's why. I feel that there are certain entities within every government, particularly nefarious actors, you know, they call them black hats, so to speak, that are, I don't want to say plants, but people are shepherded into doing this, and now I feel some of these people are being rolled up because the gig is up, and all eyes are upon them, and just remember this, everybody, a cell phone camera, a web camera, modern cameras in general don't blink. Mm-hmm. So if everybody's recording this stuff, they're going to get digital faceprint recognition to include other identifiers that not a lot of people think about, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
So I feel that take all of this with a grain of salt, and I would not be caught 100 miles within a state capitol, whether it's just holding a placard or whatever else, just standing there. Anyway,
with that, I got to let you go. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
All right, say hello to your boys for me, by the way. Okay, Kyle, we got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Steve. I'm calling from Pleasant Grove, Utah.
Yes, sir. What's up there, Steve?
Well, thanks, Captain. I really am excited that I saw yesterday, I was sitting up watching Newsmax TV, which I recently discovered on our TV, and they talked about the documents that President Trump was releasing. And so I just spent the whole day looking for more information on that. And Sean Hannity covered on the radio. And, you know, some of the guys on the news, I watch the conservative news, American News Network and that.
Right.
I don't watch the Communist News Network or the Clinton Comedy Network.
Okay.
But I was really glad to see that he's going to release those. What I saw today was that there will be an effort by the regulators, the people named in that, to drag their feet in releasing it. But it's coming out by Monday. And, oh, my gosh.
I know.
He's really got them. He's got them by.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like,
well, let me talk about it. Let me talk about it with Kyle, because we are well aware of what you're saying, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much, and thanks for the call. All right, well, Kyle, first of all, Judicial Watch has had a FOIA request forever, right?
That's right.
Well, some of those FOIA requests are coming true, and they're getting information. In the meantime, President Trump has released what he had to release, and he's authorized the declassification of more materials to be released. Lindsey Graham is the primary person that has been releasing the documents, correct?
That's right.
And the Department of Justice, who everybody says, well, where's the Department of Justice? How come they're not involved in this? Well, because the documents that were tied up actually were in Congress, not in the White House or in the Department of Justice. They were in the Congress.
Well, that's right. And, of course, even as we go past the Trump presidency, U.S. Attorney John Durham, of course, is going to be continuing on basically as a special counsel, essentially, so make it harder for the Biden administration to try to wrap that up. They'll try to find a way, I think, but like it or not, a lot of this stuff is going to come out, and even after the fact, it's going to be very damning, and there's going to be a lot of damage control the Democrats are going to have to try to do on this.
Now, we got an email here, and somebody just communicated by email. That's okay. You can do that. It takes a little longer for me to see it because I actually sit in the chat room on Facebook is where I'm at, and then the other stuff just has to find its way to me. This is from a gentleman named Frank. He says, I agree regarding impeachment of a former president. Not going to happen. In fact, I don't believe a non-sitting president can be impeached. That must happen while in office. However, criminal acts are possible to be used on a sitting president. So let me explain. He's talking about Biden. He's talking about the Ukraine. He's talking about the money. He's talking about his involvement with his son Hunter, this, that, and the other, and all that. That's a criminal case that could be used against him. That's all true. It could be. But here's the thing. Is a Democratic-controlled House of Representatives and a Democratic, even 50-50 seat in the Senate, are they going to impeach a Democratic president?
No, I don't think, Captain, unless there was some kind of seismic shift of the likes we've never seen happen. No, they're not going to go after Joe Biden anytime soon, other than perhaps he steps down at some point because of some medical issue. We just don't know. But no, they're not going to pursue that.
But
if the House changes in 2 years, that could be a different story in terms of investigation.
That leads to my point. Think nationally, but act locally. Okay, congressional candidates run in a local district. That's all part of the think nationally, act locally. The Congress runs every 2 years, so they'll be up for reelection again. But you got to properly vet the candidate goes up against them. You can't just put a candidate in to run against an incumbent congressman or woman that just because, oh, well, they're hot, they look good, or, oh, yeah, boy, he's handsome, look at that man, he looks like John. No, that's not the way you do it. You've got to go on the experience they've got, and if they're a veteran, that helps. But guess what? They have to have viable experience of running a business, of running a company, of being a commanding officer in the military, something to show that they know how to lead. Because nobody wants to elect somebody that's just because they look good in a miniskirt or whatnot. That doesn't work. That does not work.
No, it doesn't. And you know, too, Captain, it's harder and harder to find people who are really willing to go through the election process because of how horrible politics has become, especially over the last few years. So you have to find somebody who can weather all of that, too.
Well, there were things in a couple of races I'm aware of that people had on a couple of the candidates running in the races, and I was just waiting for them to bring it out. And they didn't do it because they knew that they were so far ahead in the polls to begin with, the polls that they had, that they didn't need to. But had the races been a little bit closer, it would have destroyed a couple of candidates that were running against a couple of incumbents, the information that they were sitting on that they were getting ready to release. And thank God they didn't do that, because that's the kind of politics I don't want to be a part of. How about you?
No, not at all.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Be careful what you wish for. And we'll be back with the next story we're going to talk about is one I didn't talk about, Texas Governor Abbott and what they've done with the COVID vaccine down there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has resigned in a letter to President Trump. He says, I implore you to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th, the effective date of Azar's resignation. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More people in California are dying every day from the coronavirus, with an average of 525. President-elect Joe Biden addressed the delay in vaccine shipments on Friday.
Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve.
Biden's goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's FarrahandFarrah.com for the website. And they have offices. They are attorneys. They have offices in Georgia and Florida. And here's more about them right now. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. Now, they have a phone number 24/7 that you can reach, and the number is 877-245-6707. You can give them a call. You'll get a live person right now, and you can see if you have a case. Tell them what your information is, and you'll be talking to a real live person. 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Texas Governor Abbott reached a milestone in Texas yesterday. Texas hit the COVID vaccine milestone after key pivots on eligibility, mass vaccination centers were reached. They were the first state to give out 1 million vaccine doses. How about that?
Yeah, that really is something. And the eligibility that you mentioned, that meant that they allowed all residents 65 and older to get the first doses of the vaccine. And they did have 28 mass vaccination centers, and each one of those centers could give about 4,000 jabs, as they call them. So that's right. These were the two real key things that allowed them to be able to reach that milestone. So that's a good example for the rest of the country.
Now, I've had some people complaining to me about, well, I can't get the vaccine. They've only got 4,000 of this and 9,000 of that, and I just can't go get it. I can't do this. Well, it doesn't work that way. First of all, you have to make an appointment because of the contact and the distancing and social distancing and all that stuff. You have to make an appointment. That's number one. Number two, the vaccines are coming in every day to these centers where they're vaccinating. Now, I can speak with authority on my state of Florida. Instead of just going to the health departments, we have the drug stores, Walgreens and CVS, that soon will be issuing the vaccines, and Publix grocery store with the pharmacies they have in there, where they have pharmacies, will also be entering or using, listen to me, will be using the vaccines, distributing the vaccine. But again, you have to have an appointment. You don't just show up and go, yep. Nope, because they're trying to keep it spread out so you don't have all these people standing there in one place jabbed up together to get a vaccine. It works a lot better that way. So I get it, and people have to understand that. It's not the way you want it. It's the way they're doing it.
Well, right, yeah, because you don't want to congregate people together by definition. That's a way of spreading COVID, even if they're in line to get a vaccination. Exactly.
All right. Now, I got a question here from Danny. Just got it by email. Danny is in Kissimmee, Florida. That's over by Orlando. It says, Captain, I understand that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is sitting on the second impeachment trial and the paperwork that she has, refusing to tell anybody when she's going to send the article of impeachment, which was approved by the House, to the Senate. Is there a reason for that? Well, as a matter of fact, there is. There's nobody in the Senate to receive it that I know of.
Well, exactly right. There's also this this saying that, well, they're preparing their case. But, of course, they voted on this article of impeachment so quickly, Captain, without really going through the preparation of making a case or having any hearings, these kinds of things. Pelosi knows that Mitch McConnell's not going to bring this up. He's not going to recall the Senate. All 100 senators are not going to agree to do this at this point.
No, and this was a snap impeachment with no witnesses, no case, no proof presented, just the word of mouth.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, we've even heard former prosecutors say basically, look, the speech that President Trump gave, while maybe an error in judgment to some degree, was really not rising to the occasion of what they would typically try to prosecute someone inciting a riot.
No, yeah. He did not tell anybody to go break things and burn things and blow things up. He did not do that. In other words, that was not him. But before him, his son Donald Jr. had a very profane-laced speech, which I didn't hear, but I was told it was really aggressive. And then we heard Rudy Giuliani, of all people, say that this is combat. We're in a war. This is combat. We have to fight him. It's combat. Well, to me, that sounds like you're egging somebody on.
Well, and also that's right. Well, you have to take into consideration the atmosphere in which you're making an impassioned speech about something in any regard. And unfortunately, you know, one thing led to another, and we saw the absolute reprehensible conduct, to say the least, that we saw on January the 6th.
Now, if you want to file your taxes, you can usually start filing them early, like in a normal year, you'd be able to file them in January, right?
That's right.
Well, now, this year, the tax filing season will open, according to the IRS, on February the 12th. That's about 2 weeks later than normal, according to the IRS. And we still know that there are millions of personal and business tax returns from last year that have not yet been looked at.
Well, that's right. That's part of the COVID slowdown, and primarily from what we understand. But certainly, you know, pushing the tax filing season back now from early January into mid-February could also be another indication that maybe another pushback of tax day could be in the offing. That's just speculation on my part, but we saw that happen last year, and without major developments in the COVID issue that we're facing right now, perhaps we'll see a similar thing. We just don't know yet.
Now, I'm going to take a shot at New York State in a kind of a friendly way, but it's kind of an interesting way. A state lawmaker in the assembly in New York State has introduced a bill making it illegal to sell or possess body armor or bulletproof vest unless you are in law enforcement or the military.
Yeah, this is real interesting. Now, you know, Captain, it's already illegal to use body armor in the commission of a crime, basically.
California.
Well, that's right. Like what we saw at the Bank of America heist. Exactly right. But what it could mean, really, is that suddenly now, you know, you're going to outlaw something in addition to that. And it seems to me, Captain, that then only outlaws will have the body armor, and they don't care what the law says to begin with. So you're really kind of taking this right to protect a person, yourself, away from individuals who have no criminal intent.
Now, the other thing about New York yesterday that made the news was New York Governor Cuomo, always one to give it a go when he gets an opportunity to take a shot at Donald Trump. He did, in fact, take a parting shot at the Trump administration. He targeted them for the reclamation of the SALT, S-A-L-T, SALT funds that his state was supposed to get and never got.
Well, right. Those are the state and local taxes, basically.
Right.
That's where you get the salt from. And so, basically, they're trying to reclaim that because they're saying that they've missed a lot of this now, or missed a lot of the other revenue because of the COVID-19 emergency. And so now, I guess they want some more money in order to try to make up for shortfalls.
In case nobody other than me wasn't paying attention, in that stimulus budget, there's $2 billion specifically for New York State.
Right, exactly right, yeah.
Don't know what it's for, but there's $2 billion that's there. Now, moving along, because we're going to be coming up on our Truckers Highway and Bible Report here, we'll finish off with this. A PBS NPR poll shows half support, that's 50-50, half support President Trump's post-presidency return to social media, and they're looking forward to seeing him back on Twitter or Facebook or both.
Yeah, that's really quite interesting. And, you know, also, Captain, that looks like combined Facebook and Twitter have evidently lost about $51 billion of value in the aftermath of banning President Trump. I think a lot of people want to see anybody be able to have an account and be able to use the platforms. And I think they have a bad taste in their mouth because of the different bannings and because they see it as political maneuvering.
Yeah, and one other thing, Jeopardy guest host Katie Couric tore into Donald Trump and the GOP during her television guest appearance on the program Jeopardy. I don't think I'll be watching that ever again.
No, and why politicize Jeopardy? That's not a political platform.
He never got political. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to check and see if anything's changed in terms of the weather out there. Maybe it has, maybe it hasn't.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to her and to everybody down there in Fort Benning tonight, and thank you for standing on that wall for America. Alrighty, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on in there, grab yourself a free cup of coffee, tell them the captain sent you, and here we go.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and he's running like I never before. There's a speed on the head of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got the 10 forward gears on the door.
is 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into this because he is on the road himself, and he's up there in Boston, good old bean town of the U.S. of A. Have you had any beans?
No, I haven't, but actually, yeah, it got its name from sailors who talked about the famous dish in the colonial times. It was beans and molasses, and it was the sailors who coined that term for Boston as bean.
Well, they got some great seafood there, too. Yeah, give it a shot if you can. All right, here we go. A large storm is going to bring snow and rain over parts of the Midwest into the Northeast. It's already over there in the middle Atlantic states in the mountainous areas. Heavy lake effect snow, and I'm talking about 1 to 1.5 to 2 feet to 3 feet across the Tug Hill Plateau of upstate New York. The higher the elevation, the more the snow is expected downwind from Lake Erie and Ontario and into New England all weekend long. Now, gusty offshore winds will drive several days of critical fire weather in Southern California, and above average to record-breaking temperatures are expected across much of Southern California into Nevada and Arizona. So what's going on out west while you're over east?
Well, thank you, Captain. That's right. We do have the winds in California seem to be dying down, at least in the Southern California area right now, but we continue with the fire weather warning because we're going to continue to have high temperatures. Also, maybe even some wind gusts as you head up towards the Cajon Pass on I-15, so be careful of that. That fire weather warning extends all the way from Southern Orange County through San Bernardino, Riverside, all the way up through Santa Barbara, through Oxnard, Ventura area as well. Also, we've got an area of dense fog along the Central California area. This is along California 99 and Interstate 5 as well, so you want to be careful there. Up in Seattle, Washington, we do have a fog registering right now, and rain might be coming back here as early as at tomorrow on Saturday. Well, maybe a little over the weekend, as we can tell. And then, of course, up on 4th of July Pass right now, we do have reports of reading snow on the road and forecasted for also areas of fog. So if you're coming across there near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you want to be very careful of that. High winds, of course, in Northern California, and this is encompassing the Bay Area, Sacramento area as well. Those are going to be with us, I think, for a little while. But that's not a whole lot of other big weather happening across the western United States, though, tonight, Captain.
Well, I got plenty of it. Let's start up there in the northwestern corner of Wisconsin. You got some snow up there right along the upper peninsula of Michigan and right there in that little corner just east of Minnesota, way up in Wisconsin. Got some weather around Green Bay, winter driving conditions left over from the snow that came sailing up through there yesterday. Same with the eastern part of Michigan from Detroit north up towards the lake. And down in the central part of the country, the southern part of Illinois, winter driving conditions there. Southeastern Missouri, St. Louis, and most of Kentucky, winter driving conditions. Now, it is snowing tonight from central Tennessee, from Nashville right up I-65, right straight up through the central part of Kentucky, up into Louisville, and up into the bottom part of Indiana right now. And then, of course, in the northeastern corner of Alabama and the very northern part of Georgia, you've got some winter weather there from leftover from the snow that has been there in the last day or so in the evenings. Got a little bit of weather right now. Let me see. Where is that? Okay, here we go. Coming up Georgia, from Knoxville over to the east, and then up I-81 all the way up to Bristol, Tennessee, and beyond. You've got some winter driving conditions and some snow coming down right now. Now, that snow, if you go over into the gorge, over into the valley on 40, you are going to run into it over that away for a ways. But then you'll run back out of it again, and in South Carolina, going up I-95. You've got some unsettled weather conditions there with what appears to be some fog. Now, there's dense fog taking up the entire north-south end of 95 and right now in North Carolina and I-40 from the Piedmont area over across to Raleigh. You've got fog over just west of Washington, D.C., straight up I-83. As well as over I-81, you're going to have fog, you're going to have snow, you're going to have freezing rain, you're going to have it all up there to the Pennsylvania state line. And then if you're up there, anything north of Syracuse, anything north of Utica, anything north of Albany, winter storm warning, lake effect snow, a foot, foot and a half, 2 foot, 3 foot is all possible by tomorrow in those areas. The higher you go, the more the snow, and the snow is all the way through New England, all the way to Maine. So, Kyle, you got winter weather up there in Beantown. Tell us how you hear your show, my friend.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, live from Boston up there, Beantown. And I was kidding him when I said, he said he could throw a baseball over the wall there at Fenway Park. And I said, good, so get a baseball and go throw one right over the Green Monster. All right, well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Denise Simon, of course, writes great articles over there. Go to FoundersCode.com and see what she's all about, or you'll never know. All right, Denise, the document dump continues. Tell us about it.
Well, I'm up to my waist in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff got dumped just and more coming, right?
Yes, there's more coming. And then on top of that, the State Department releases their summary on the Wuhan virology lab. So there's yet another pile of documents there.
You got a year's worth of writing.
But let's kind of begin here, and this is a little concerning because the transition team for Biden has announced that Colin Kull, who is as the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, and this cat was previously, too, in Obama's National Security Council as an advisor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do I mention him? Because this cat also pushed the dossier.
Okay. He's not the one that wrote it, is he?
No. Okay. No. But he, you know, he had his fingerprints inside this thing. So, not only do we have Fiona Hill, but we now have this cat, Colin Kull.
Mm.
And he's been at the Department of Defense for a long time. He would be working for Lloyd Austin. So I would say that based on the documents that have released, with more coming, when it comes to the confirmation hearings of the Senate, for some and or all of Biden's picks for his cabinet people, and so will be rather interesting.
All righty, hold that thought. We'll have a lot to talk about when we come back. That included, plus we're also going to get into what the heck is going on. They're calling it Russia Reckonings. Lindsey Graham called it Russia Reckonings. We'll get to that, and I'll be back with Denise Simon right after the top of the hour news. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Weekend Edition rolls on.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.